Yuggoth, Lang, Arkham. Mythos locations. Amidst the numerous creatures, deities, and ancient tomes of Lovecraft's Cthulhu mythos, there are also a number of wild and fantastic locations for horrific events to take place in. We've already discussed one of these, the Dreamlands, in length in another video, but this video will serve as a small compilation of some of the more well-known mythos locations. First and foremost is the fictional Lovecraft Country, also known as Miskatonic County, located around northeastern Massachusetts. This region was the setting for a number of Lovecraft stories, and would continue to be used by many other writers for years to come. The pivotal location in Lovecraft Country is the town of Arkham, home of Miskatonic University, and focus of many myths and stories in surrounding areas. The exact location of Arkham is unknown, but is likely not far from the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. The fictional Miskatonic University, named after the equally fictional Miskatonic River, is meant to be one of the more prestigious universities in the country, on par with Harvard University. The university holds a collection of arcane literature and occult tomes, including one of the few known copies of the Necronomicon. This library is run by Dr. Henry Armitage, who has had his own dealings with the mythos, and who eventually put the occult collection under lock and key. It also features a world-famous medical school, and is known for financing a number of expeditions, including the scientific endeavor to Antarctica featured in At the Mountains of Madness. Another notable location in Arkham is the Arkham Sanitarium, which was used during a typhoid outbreak in 1905, and would later inspire Arkham Asylum in DC Comics. The town of Innsmouth was founded in 1643 as a coastal port, and quickly thrived due to sea trade. In the 1800s, the town's most famous trader was Captain Obed Marsh, who would eventually lose his source of gold and the town would begin to decline. Captain Marsh, however, discovered the presence of Deep Ones and began making deals with them, leading to the founding of the Esoteric Order of Dagon in Innsmouth and the fundamental change of the town's population and power structure. The town eventually grew shunned by surrounding towns and became a dark, mysterious place filled with strange, deformed people. An investigation and subsequent raid by the FBI in 1928 led to the bulk of Innsmouth population being taken to military prisons, and the destruction of many of the town's buildings. The small, poor village of Dunwich is located in north-central Massachusetts, and is surrounded by isolated ravines and marshland. The population of Dunwich is said to be extremely inbred and uneducated, with the town itself being mostly deserted and dilapidated. In the early 1900s, a resident of Dunwich known as Old Whateley made a deal with Yogg-Sothoth to impregnate his daughter, who went on to give birth to two children. One was named Wilbur Whateley, and the other known only as the Dunwich Horror. Thanks to the intervention of Dr. Armitage from nearby Miskatonic University, as well as two other professors, the two horrific brothers were both killed. The last notable town in Lovecraft Country is Kingsport, another coastal town known for trade. This town was featured or mentioned in a number of Lovecraft stories, most notably The Festival, where an unnamed narrator experiences an extremely strange ritual. Moving away from sleepy Massachusetts, another interesting location is the Plateau of Lang, sometimes just called Lang. It is perhaps unique in that either no one can quite decide exactly where it's located, or potentially its location changes from time to time. Abdul al-Hazred, author of the Necronomicon, stated that Lang was a place where different realities converge. This could potentially explain its imprecise whereabouts. The locations where Lang might be found include Central Asia, where a human corpse-eating cult dwells, possibly in Antarctica, where the Elder Things built a city, or some say it's actually in Earth's Dreamlands, to the far north. Regardless, it is spoken of as a dangerous place that one should avoid, for various reasons. One is the native Chochos, short semi-humans that practice cannibalism and worship a great old one known as Shogner Fawn, who drains the blood from sacrificial victims. Also among the dangers of Lang are the dreaded spiders of Lang, large, bloated, purple spiders that are potentially offspring of the great old one Atlak Naka. The Chochos have had to continually deal with the large spiders, and outsiders would have to contend with both. Traveling outside of Earth, Yuggoth is another location of note. Postulated by some to be an alternative name for Pluto, while others believe it to be a large planet on the edges of our solar system, Yuggoth serves as a base for the Mego. Due to its distance from the sun, very little light touches Yuggoth, and thus the Mego depend on other senses. The cities on Yuggoth consist of massive black, windowless towers, as well as black rivers that flow across the planet. Ancient beings that existed on Yuggoth before the Mego built great bridges over the rivers, and there exists a large pit somewhere on the planet containing a horrifying entity. The Mego regularly abandon the city near the pit when the creature rises up, before it goes back down. The Mego mine a strange metal on Yuggoth that they use for their brain cylinders for carrying mines between Yuggoth and Earth. And Yuggoth is also where the shining trapezohedron was created by unknown beings. The trapezohedron is used to gaze through time and space, and also is capable of summoning an aspect of Nyarlathotep. Within the Hyades star cluster is a small planet of unknown name, containing the lost city of Carcosa. This mysterious and ancient city is located next to Lake Hali, whose cloud waves break upon the shores of Carcosa. The city itself consists of tall, black buildings, varying wildly in style. There are occasionally connections formed between our world and Carcosa, generally in works of art. These connections could pull a person into Carcosa, and very few ever return. Most importantly, Carcosa is the setting for the dreaded play, The King in Yellow. It is said that in the palace, the coming of the king is reenacted for all eternity, continually ushering forth the King in Yellow. Whether the King in Yellow is an aspect of Hastur or not, he holds permanent sway in the city of Carcosa, and beckons humanity to come under his control. Little is known of Carcosa, and much of it is wrapped in mystery, but regardless, it is known to be a place of enigmas and terror. The last locations we'll talk about are the cities of Sarnath and Ib. Their exact locations are unknown, although some speculate they are in the Dreamlands, whereas others say they were located in present-day Saudi Arabia. Sarnath was populated by a species of intelligent humanoids who despised the amphibian inhabitants of Ib. The people of Sarnath hated them with such intensity that they sent their warriors in and wiped out their entire population. They brought back with them the statue of Bokrug, a great old one in the form of a water lizard who supposedly lived in the large lake next to the two cities. For the next 1,000 years, the people of Sarnath built up their city into an incredible metropolis and became wealthy and powerful. However, on the 1,000-year anniversary of Ib's destruction, Sarnath was suddenly and cataclysmically attacked. Many of its people were turned into twisted forms resembling the lost people of Ib, and the town was deserted and destroyed. In the aftermath, all that remained of Sarnath was a ruin amidst a muddy plain, and in the middle remained the statue of Bokrug. Just as important to a great mythos and universe as varying beings and objects are interesting and unique locations. While certainly Lovecraft and other writers are fully capable of crafting a horrifying and memorable story in any mundane location, the added presence of mysterious and alien places continues to make us wonder what exactly is out there. Whether it's around the next corner, on the next street, in the next town, the next country, the next planet, or the next galaxy, horror remains a universal concept.